Welcome to the Fabulous by Design podcast. I'm your host, Ivana Ivanik. This show inspires and empowers you to take the next step towards a life you can't stop thinking about. I am bringing in people from all over the world with authentic and inspiring stories. People who change their lives from good to better, from miserable to great, turn tragedy into hope, and start living their dream life on own terms. Grab your favorite note-taking device, lean back, and get inspired. I believe that everything you need to create a life of your dreams is already within you. Welcome to another episode of the Fabulous by Design podcast. Today, I have lovely Jasmine Guerrero with me. She has not only 20 years in leadership in her pocket, but she is also a certified life coach, Reiki master, and sound healer. Before we dive into the topic of holistic living and self-care and all the topics we do not give ourselves enough permission to enjoy, I would like to ask you, Jasmine, please introduce yourself and tell us a little bit more about you.
Sure. Thank you. Thank you for having me. My name is Jasmine Guerrero. I'm, like Ivana said, a certified coach, Reiki master, and sound healer as well. So I wanted to just tell you a little bit about how this all started. Just like everybody else during the 2020 pandemic, I had a lot of free time. And I knew that I had a lot of experience to offer in my 20 plus years of leadership, management, business. But I felt like I needed to expand a little bit more. So a lot of my main focus is about self-care, putting yourself priority number one, taking care of your mind, body, and spiritual avenues as well, and trying to take a holistic approach of how you are intentionally living. And is it working for you? Is it serving you? And if it's not, make the changes to live the life that you fully deserve and, you know, make the changes to put out your best foot forward and live a purposeful life. So That's me.
Thank you, Jasmine. I immediately have actually two questions, but I start with the first one. As usually when we are called to serve more, serve better, as you had it during the pandemic, this usually doesn't come just by chance, right? It comes usually, it's either adversity, it's either a big desire to create change. What was it for you?
You know, I'm going to tell you a story. So it was, the biggest change was in 2021. It was in the fall, November, fall time. And I just felt maxed out from my job, from life, from being a mom, being a wife, you know, the stressors of what just happens in even everyday life. We had to actually renovate our house because we had a leak in our bathroom. So it kind of flooded a little bit, most of our house. So we were actually displaced for a full month. And during that time is when I had, I like to call myself, I call it either a burnout breakdown or just definitely something that I felt like I could not live like this anymore. And so what ended up happening, I started my journey of healing. And I'll share that I think for the majority of my life, I was kind of masking my, and not really and being an avoidant, actually, avoiding my childhood, some things that have happened in the past, kind of just living a life of avoiding. So I started reading and I started going to therapy. I started just looking at other ways to find to heal myself because my body was so maxed out as far as my cortisol levels were through the roof. My body was telling me it was time to change. So that originally is what started my whole healing journey and becoming a Reiki master and finding other modalities besides just, you know, traditional ways of healing with talk therapy and medication, I guess, as well. Not to say that that's not a bad thing to do or anything like that. I think it's really great, but I was always searching for more. And so I feel like by doing that, it allowed me to then go into finding Reiki and being able to calm my nervous system, being able to get some of those automatic negative thoughts, which are called ants, out of my head, facing the feelings and emotions that I've been bearing for years. And I feel like I have come out from the end of that. You're always going to be healing. It's never a process that's done, right? But I feel like I'm so much better in my place that I am right now than I was 2 or 3 years ago, 100%. I'm a different person.
Different person. Yeah.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah. I think it's very impressive what life sometimes really does to us in this case, because I like to say that life is not happening to us, but for us. But if, as we proceed and go a little bit too far and allow too much and reach that state of feeling maxed out, I love that you said this, then life starts happening to us and then that everything is out of control. I think it's a huge step to heal from this to find a way back. But I think it's even a greater and braver move to say, I'm gonna work through my adversity in a way so I can serve later.
Exactly.
So I would like to know from you, you mentioned holistic, right? Holistic living,
Yes.
holistic approaches, adjustment. Please, would you like to explain in your words
Sure.
what is holistic for those who do not know?
Yeah, absolutely. So I do want to preface that, holistic living is going to be different for everybody. It's not a one, situation for one size fits all for everybody. It's not like that. So what I do want to put out there is that, you have to really be honoring yourself and what you really want and what you feel. And the most important thing I do want to say is with holistic living, you have to really listen to your intuition, listen to your body, listen to what your mind is trying to tell you, your heart, and gravitate towards those things that are going to bring you that kind of joy, happiness, change, what feels good to you. We're very intuitive beings. If everybody would just slow down and listen a little bit more to themselves or their bodies, we are all made of energy. So if you're feeling things that are not feeling right for you, just don't do them. If you're hearing things or you're seeing things on, the internet or social media or whatever, don't see it. It's not for you. So holistic living, I would say, is just encompassing everything that is going to set you up for the most possible way to live your most joyful, intentional, purposeful life. But it is directly related to what you want, not by what this guru says or whatever another person says or what your friends or family are saying. It doesn't matter. It all comes down to what feels good to you.
I love this. What you want. And I think this is where the entire, I'm going to call it issue for today starts, that
Yes.
we are not able to state what we want for many, many reasons. And I think it starts as well with no matter how much we feel, no matter how much our intuition is screaming, right? That don't or do or whatever it is, I think it lacks of, there's a lack of trust that we, even if we can listen to our intuition, we not always trust it because there is always a louder noise that is society, a louder noise that is mommy, a louder noise
Yeah.
that is somebody we can relate more to than our intuition, right?
Yeah.
If this distrust to ourself, to our own guidance that our body offers us is somewhat interrupted, what do you suggest to do? If because I think people feel that they'd be like, okay, my body's telling me this, but how can I trust myself that this is the
Right.
right thing to do?
Right. It's so simple. It's so simple. You just have to slow down. Slow down. We live in a society that is always okay, the grind. What's the next thing? What's the I need to be out there. There's a level of FOMO that, all of us kind of are like, oh, I'm missing out on something. But I think one of the best things that did come out of the pandemic is that it forced us to slow down. And I actually think that was the main catalyst for me to even just see like what was going on with me, because I have been on the go since a child. I always avoiding, always trying to like, fill my life up with things so I didn't have to think about the hard emotional stuff or the things that were hard, right? So I think the most important thing to do is just to slow down, take yourself somewhere where you feel grounded. If it's outside in nature, the beach, the water, if it's in the mountains, being with animals, going to a market and, just shopping for yourself, or just sitting in a park bench, just looking at the beautiful sunset. Slow down. Everybody just needs to slow down and really have an internal conversation with yourself and say, where am I at? Why am I feeling like this? Why are these things triggering me? Where am I feeling it in my body? Is it in my throat? Is it in my stomach? Which is usually the two top are the throat chakra and your solar plexus, which is your stomach area. A lot of people have back problems for that too, caring too much. So that is my biggest advice would be is just to really listen to what your mind and your body is trying to tell you at that time, and then find ways to recharge yourself or ground yourself. And like I said, that's going to be different for everybody. It could be exercise even. I mean, people really, I mean, exercise is so important, as you know. And it could instantly get you out of whatever is going on, your anxiety attack or, your thought process that you can't calm down, or, you had a bad day and you want, you're angry. So I always tell people, you know what, go, don't take a walk around your block for 5 minutes. It'll change your perspective.
Yeah, go walk angry. Like, we don't always have to feel at
Yes.
our best to take the walk, to go to the
Absolutely.
beach, right? To
Yes.
absolutely. Yeah, I have a very, I think, a very recent example of slowing down as we just recently moved to Curaçao. We were in the hustle bustle mode of my partner starting immediately a new job, me immediately setting up a new office while we were hunting for a house. Settling in, getting to know our neighbors, getting to know the supermarket. Like, suddenly I have to drive 40 minutes to get to do my groceries. I'm not used to that. It needs an entire new planning. It needs a lot. And at the same time, we moved into this house. And what do you do when you move into a new house? No matter how clean it is, you're gonna clean it your way,
Yes. Oh,
right?
for
My
sure.
old
Yes.
me. Back many years back would be like, we need to unpack immediately. We need to put everything in place and clean it. The next day we're gonna do the shoppings. Like, we go to the store and buy everything that is potentially missing, and then collapse on the third day, probably with a flu or whatever, because the immune system will just say, like, okay, it has been enough. Now you have your freaking house, you're gonna lay in your bed. It would have been me, but now I'm just like, I could not care less of this living room area not being a living room at the moment. And I think it's
Correct.
very that simple. However, we always look for the magic pill. We always look for
Yes.
for the bigger stuff, for something that really kicks. But I think nature is kicking pretty much too, isn't it?
It is. It's so, underestimated. I honestly, like, I didn't, I mean, I'm sure you've probably always known, but I mean, me, I didn't know that I was a nature person until I started going through this journey. I'm like, I didn't know how much I needed nature
Nor
in
did
my life,
I. That has been
right?
a very recent discovery of 5 years
Yes.
ago when I met my partner. I
Right?
love being outside, but the
Sure.
benefits of it, I was never realizing. I was always quick, 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 because I knew walking is healthy, right? But I was not looking left and right. I was just, walking for the sake of walking, but I was
Correct.
never inhaling or not really even thinking of what I'm doing. I was a very in a very grind mode, as you mentioned.
Grind mode, yeah.
Yeah.
It has to be intentional. That's the difference. Intentional. Same like you. Now I used to put on my AirPods or my headphones and listen to music or podcasts or talk on the phone while I was doing. Now I put my phone away. I'm just looking at nature, seeing what comes up, seeing what comes in through my mind, not having all the distractions. It's all the distractions that we put in our lives that we it does not allow us to live intentionally. That is something that I think as a society we need to really look at. What's taking you away from what you're supposed to be, or what your intentional living is supposed to be?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Can be perceived as scary places sometimes, but I think silence is the only place to go. And
I agree.
something perhaps in the beginning a little bit get used to that the brain gets loud, but it's all fine. If you are experiencing this sometimes, just do it anyway. I think
I
it's quite
agree.
okay to feel that.
Yeah, and it's okay to feel uncomfortable if it's not your norm. You know what I mean? Like, if it's feeling uncomfortable, that's probably a good reason.
Absolutely.
Or a good
Take it,
reason.
yeah, little by little, right?
Yeah, right.
So if, let's say the case is we say, okay, I'm gonna fix one part of my life, or I'm gonna be more intentional. I wanna start a holistic way of living, all right? We tend to start fixing everything at once. And you recently had a good, as we spoke recently, a good thought where you said, like, last year I've been focusing on spirituality. This year I've been focusing, or I am focusing on health. Where do we start, Jasmine? Like, what
I,
is
you
it?
know, yes, I, my, I, what I would say is, what's your biggest headache? Okay. What is your biggest barrier that you need to work on? You know, and like I had mentioned, you know, but like the past 2 years, my mental health, and it was very, you know, I needed to understand it. And then I needed to make sure I knew why I was acting the way I was, or why things were triggering me, or why was I avoiding things. And it's work, you know, and this is one thing I will say. If you're not ready to do the work, don't even start, because you're just kind of set yourself up for failure, or, you know, not seeing it through. But if you're ready and you're wanting to change whatever it is, if it's your health, if it's your mental health, if it's your lifestyle, if it's your friends or your family, anything, whatever your biggest headache is, start with that one thing first. Don't try to fix everything else at the same time, because we're not meant to multitask. Everybody thinks, oh, I'm a great multitasker. That's what I do. Okay. Yes. Okay. Maybe that's the case. But if you do that, you're not going to master one thing that you're actually trying to work on. And what happens is that you don't give your full attention to everything. You're kind of just giving a little bit of attention to all the things. So what I would recommend is, honestly, just pick the one thing that's your biggest headache, work on that, put in the work every day, find ways to get the answers that you're looking for, and focus on that. Once you feel like you're good and you're like, all right, I think I'm ready to then elevate and take on some more, right? Then go on to your next, you know, thing that you want to work on. And I think that was my problem in the past, because I thought I was such a great multitasker. I'm like, oh, I'm going to take care of everything at once. It's going to be working like that. I'm going to be a new person tomorrow. No, that's not how it works. You have to intentionally work on one thing at a time. Because really, I feel like, for me at least, that was the best way to do it.
Absolutely, I
Because
can
you
see
see
that.
results.
I've been there too. Like, I've done it all, literally all, till I could not anymore. And it was not even my choice, but my body's choice. I think it's similar to you that you just feel eventually can't go out of the house anymore. I won't make it. Like, energy levels are low, but I was anticipating to become stronger, fitter, spiritual, to become a better partner, a better friend, a better sister. And what I did in the end, I was a nobody. I was broken, like literally broken, you know,
You're
like when
breath.
the engine just makes this last puff of the car, this last little smoke that comes out, and then it's over, and then you start over again. And it's literally starting over again. So I do see that. And as you mentioned, balance, I think this is a term that became so freaking trendy lately. And finding balance can be misleading too, in my opinion. I'll tell you shortly why. Because it's, as we are finding balance, we do exactly what you said, spreading ourselves thin, do a little bit of there, a little bit of there, being good at this and that, because we need to find balance at work, in our families, in our health and spiritual health and mental health. And we do everything a little bit. Whereas if we would see the life, right, the whole world as a big picture, and seeing that these areas are interfering, moving, right, they are constantly like in phases.
You have
Correct. children, Jasmine, right?
Yes,
Where
I
was
do.
your
I have a son.
balance when you were a fresh mom? I
Oh,
think there was
man.
no balance, right? I mean,
There
you can
was not.
balance whatever you want. You are a mom and you're going to take care of this baby.
Yeah. And that's it for the first 3 years of their life. I mean, the first year is how am I going to keep this human being alive and keep them safe? That's all, and that's all you had time for. And that's such a great analogy that you said. That is exactly the mindset that I think becoming a mother, I use some of those same things, tools of being okay. And after, the first 3 years, it's always all, I didn't have any time for myself. I didn't have time for anything, and nothing else mattered but making sure my child was thriving and surviving and, in a good place. But then after they get a little bit older, and this happens to all moms, is that around 3 or 4, you start saying, "Oh my God, who am I now? Like, where's my identity?" I just transitioned from being, not having children to then having a child to then now my child doesn't need me that much anymore. So where am I? What's left? So it's like almost like a rebirth, a death and a rebirth that we all do, and it's not just on children and a lot of different situations, right?
Yeah, in every change in life, basically, because we can only focus either on the career or on the family, but this can as well like change. It doesn't always need to be so permanent, as I believe we
Correct.
sometimes see it, right? That it gets
I
like then
agree.
becomes so difficult and they want to fix it all. And I
Right.
like what you said that you've been more working on your mental health and now it leaves the impression behind that with all the knowledge you gathered, with the wisdom, with the work you've done, that you can collect this all, put it into a wider picture and infuse it into the focus of health. Did I see
Correct.
that correctly?
Yes.
Would you like to take us a little bit through the benefits?
Absolutely. I've learned so much. I mean, I'm one of those people that I love research. I love learning new things. I'm a lifelong learner. I just am. And so all of the tools that I've used in my journey so far, I'm kind of now using it now to rehabilitate my body. And so what this is the process, and I think this is what a lot of people don't talk about or even know, that when you are doing that much kind of work, intentional work, especially let's say in my example, it was my mental fitness, right? My mental health. Your body then is so drained and depleted because emotional work is so much more taxing on our bodies than we all think it is. And so now what my body's it's screaming, it's saying, "Hello, I need to be worked on too." So what happens is that I started listening. I started, noticing what I was eating. I noticed the certain times. I noticed, okay, this is what's kind of triggering. Maybe I shouldn't drink that anymore. I stopped drinking. I still drink caffeine, but I stopped drinking coffee about a year and a half ago. And I did not know how much body anxiety the coffee caffeine gave me until I completely stopped. And I love coffee. I never thought in my life I would ever give it up. But here's the thing. I know now that if I need to be in a better state mentally and bodily before I can kind of bring it back in, because then it won't affect me as much. So that's just a simple example of listening to your body, what you're doing, what you're putting into it. And really, I can't stress this enough, is that just slow down and try to cut the noise, everybody else's noise that's trying to feed you. We have ads all day. Oh, do take this. Oh no, do it this way. No, actually don't do it that way because it doesn't work. No, just listen to what your body and what your mind is telling you. At the end of the day, that's all that matters. That's all that matters.
All that matters. Again, dear listener, it's so simple, isn't it? Go and try it. Go and try. Give it a go. Just go. We overthink so much sometimes, and it would be just, this is your permission slip. Go. Go. Go slow.
Go slow. Yes, I love that. I love that.
Yeah. Jasmine, how can Reiki and some sound healing support
Oh,
us on this
yes. Oh, I'm getting
journey?
chills. Yeah. And I'll just tell a little bit about Reiki if people don't know. Reiki is basically energy work. It's with a practitioner and a client. And what you do is you basically, I've always kind of been sensitive to energy. So I never knew until this past 2 years, and when I became a Reiki master, is that I can feel people's energy before they even walk in through the door, or when I go somewhere, I could feel the energy, right? So that's called clairsentient. You're a clairsentient because you vibe off of energy, right? So anyhow, when you do Reiki, you scan the body, you feel where the energy is calling you. It aligns with the chakra line in your body. So we all have points. Even the earth has chakra lines. That there's just energy, in everything. And what you do is you have a time to slow down, half an hour, 60 minutes, put on some music with solfeggio frequencies. That's for another day. But there are hertz that also help with sound that can help the cells in your body to relax you, to put you in a meditative state. And you scan the body and you see where some of the energy is coming out. And so what happens during the session with Reiki, the practitioner is helping kind of move that energy through the body and out. And really, it's a combination of when I do Reiki, I do a combination of music, essential oils, crystals, and also meditative practices as well to kind of move that energy out. A lot of the times what people say afterwards is like, wow, I feel so relaxed. You have a really good night's sleep. You don't feel those energy points that have been bothering you as much. And it's really great to just kind of be intentional and slow down and be one with yourself as well too. There's really a lot of great benefits to Reiki, and I highly, and I will agree, the first couple of times I had it done on me, I was like, what is this? I'm not feeling anything, But it was the third time that I had it because I was ready. I
I
was
see as well.
mentally and spiritually ready at the time, and I was open. So that is when I'm like, oh my God, this is so beneficial. I feel so great after this. I want to learn how to teach this and bring it to people because it's so, I think people don't understand it. They're maybe a little afraid of it, or they're like, oh, that's nothing. That's not going to help. Or they just don't understand. So one of my missions is that I want people to understand that it is something that you can use as a holistic tool to kind of get yourself in balance, really.
I love this. As you speak about, I feel like booking a ticket to California.
Yes. Oh my gosh. It's like, I don't know how it is in other parts of the world, but in California and Los Angeles primarily, it is wellness. I mean, there's like an explosion. It's an explosion of health and wellness and healing. I mean, it's palpable. I mean, it's vibrant here. I mean, so yes, please come. I'll
My next
show you the best
wellness
places.
weekend. My next wellness weekend. Thank you. Dear
Yeah.
listener, if you are just listening to this, I think you are here for a reason. You are looking for something. Maybe you want to know more about a certain topic. Maybe you want to just get to know you. Maybe you just want to listen to other people's stories, because I think sharing creates belonging, and this is where
Oh,
we then,
sure.
don't feel lonely anymore and think like, am I the only one experiencing
Right.
this? If you have any takeaways you want to share with us, please do so. And if you have questions, please reach out. I will put everything you need to know about Jasmine in the show notes, her contact details. So I'll make it easy for you to just go to take that first step. I mean, it's just that, to make the first step. And if you think someone would benefit from this conversation, just don't be shy. Share it with a friend, whatever they do with it. You can be the ambassador. You can
Love
maybe
that.
change someone's life today. And dear Jasmine, before I let you go, I would like to ask you my last and favorite question. What do people misunderstand the most about you?
I'm very extroverted on the outside. I'm very energetic. I'm very, vibrant, I would say, just a lot of the time. But, I'm very introverted
I
as well.
can't believe that, because the way you hooked me up, how we got connected, was not an
Right.
introvert speaking there.
Right.
Can
Yeah,
you
I know.
elaborate?
Yes. Yeah. So And I'll share, I'm a Gemini, so the duality, right, of introvert, extrovert. I mean, I'm a typical Gemini when it comes to that. So I do guess that I do love to, be energetic and be out there and just do connection. But I find, and this also I've learned in the last 2 years, I find a lot of peace in being introverted and being with myself and taking that time to honor, my self-care and just be quiet, just stay quiet. And that's why I feel like it's funny that you say that, because you probably like, oh, Jasmine, she's an extrovert. No, I'm also an introvert. Yeah. I don't like a lot of crowds sometimes. I don't like a lot of people, like gatherings, I'm very good at one-on-one. Like, I love that. But yeah, I didn't know that about myself until the pandemic and my healing journey as well too. I was just like, wow, I'm more introverted than I thought.
Yeah, and I think it's like a life savior, like something that really knowing this is so beneficial to you because you just simply know this is a fact. And as a result, I can recharge in the ways you found for yourself that are really beneficial for you. And probably, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, as a result, you are probably even more productive or more efficient as you ever been, right?
Yeah, I would agree 100%. And I would also say, I've had to work through self sabotage, had to work through self-worth as well. But because of my journey, I feel like I'm a probably the most optimal best self. I know there's always room for more, obviously, because we're always a work in progress, but I've never felt so clear. The clarity, the fog, the brain fog is gone, because I know, and I also think it comes with age as well too. I think you just know what you want and what you want in your life and what you want to manifest and what you want to allow other people or situations to be in your energy.
Yeah, be brave
I
enough
love
to
this.
state that. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's okay. You're not going to be everybody's cup of tea or flavor or whatever. But that's okay. At the end of the day, just love yourself and everything else will fall into place. That's the easiest thing,
I love
but
that.
it's really hard for all of us
I
to
love that.
Yeah.
We're gonna
Yeah.
try now. Let's do this.
Absolutely.
Jasmine, thank you so much for being such an incredible guest, and thank you for your wisdom.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure. I really appreciate it.